as you're dealing with a new orchestra, a new ensemble, do you program around trying to figure out their strengths? You know, this is very much a getting to know you time period.
Yeah, I think works both way, actually. They're getting to know me and my musical ideas and my gesture and my, you know, gestural communication. And I'm getting to know them, what they have to present musically. And not only, you know, the players, but the whole ensemble, you know, how we adjust to different acoustics, how you balance, you know, the orchestra and things like that. And then, of course, that gives me wonderful feedback to go into the future and thinking about new programs and what pieces I think the orchestra will play really well. Could be pieces that are already played, or of course new pieces, Brazilian composers, things like that, that I'm absorbing and digesting information, musical information from this ensemble to have a successful tenor here and to do programs that I think will be successful, not only in terms of the audience enjoying, but of course the orchestra having fun playing it.
During this Friday's concert at the Royce Auditorium in downtown Grand Rapids, Maestro Leninger will be joined by this season's Gilmore Young Artist Award winner, Daniel Hsu, to perform the Schumann Piano Concerto.
The concerto, the piano concerto, which is a very special piece because it was written for Clara, Schumann's wife, who played it and also who helped him composing. And because Brahms kept this beautiful friendship with her, it's a piece that, you know, has a beautiful contact in the program.
And speaking of Brahms, while the second half is dedicated to Schumann, the first half features two works by Schumann's dear friend.
It's very interesting because Brahms, of course, you have the young Brahms, you have the more mature Brahms. We're doing two pieces that are more mature pieces, or going to that. Although the overture is tragic, as the name suggested, but there are two pieces that show those incredible qualities that this man had, which is the ability to be dramatic and youthfully passionate and somewhat tragic at places. But also you have the moments of lyricism, the moments of a more calm, mature person, you know, all that in those two pieces, which shows a lot of his personality and his ability to write incredible music. So, you know, it's about friendship, it's about love, it's about two sides of same person personality. It's all connected in this great era of extremely romantic German music.
The Grand Rapids Symphony, led by Marcello Leninger and joined by Gilmore Young Artist winner Daniel Hsu, perform this Friday at Royce Auditorium in downtown Grand Rapids. More information at grsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.